Newcomers to this country all adjust to local traditions in their own way and time. Some hang on to rituals from the home country. Others jump more quickly to embrace the new. When Korean-American author Marie Myung-ok Lee was a little girl growing up in Minnesota, her immigrant parents were all about America's Thanksgiving and everything it had to offer.
My dad thought everything in America was so amazing. So you may or may not remember, they had these electric turkey slicers. It was so goofy, and it didn't work, and it would splatter turkey all over the place. But that would, that to me, in retrospect, is just, you know, my father's complete faith that everything in America is going to be wonderful. The future is here. He and my mother just decided we're going to just put all our chips here in America. We've declared a love, and we're going for it.
Marie Myung-ok Lee's parents were both from what is now North Korea. They'd fled to the South just before Korea split in two. Her mom and dad managed to get a visa to the States because her father, who was a doctor, had worked as a translator for U.S. troops stationed in Korea. Finding work in the U.S. wasn't easy, but Myung-ok Lee's father finally landed a job as the only anesthesiologist in the remote Minnesota mining town of Hibbing. In her childhood home there, Myung-ok Lee says her parents did their best to ensure that every Thanksgiving was identical to the previous one.
It was always the butterball turkey, the cranberry jelly that had the shape of the can. Creamed onions that were eyeball-sized was something that they made every year, even though none of us ate it. My sister and I made little pilgrims out of old corks, and we went to town.
Why do you think your parents were so enthusiastic about Thanksgiving? Was it because maybe of what they had left behind in Korea?
For them, what was great about Thanksgiving, even more so than Christmas, because Christmas is somewhat of a religious holiday and people kind of celebrate it differently. With Thanksgiving, you have the Better Homes and Gardens cookbook. This is how you make the turkey. You have to have stuffing.
There's a guide
to it. You
do
this. Exactly. It really is something that, as immigrants, that they could follow and feel very much that this is how you do it.
I mean, it's important, though, to create that sense of home. And I imagine especially so for your parents. I know your mother was only 14 when she fled south.
Yes. She was helping an aunt flee. She had her toddler nephew on her back. And not only did she have to flee in the middle of the night, this is when the border was becoming heavily militarized, but the next day her family was supposed to follow, but that's when the border became completely closed. So one of the things that was a sort of abiding regret for her is that she never even really properly said goodbye to her own mother. And so I think for them to make this holiday for us was probably a way for them to look forward and not back.
Mm. So your father was a doctor, a very skilled doctor. He and your mother came to the U.S. in the early 50s and ended up in Hibbing, Minnesota, a small mining town. But your father had some visa issues.
Yes.
What was going on?
The 1924 Immigration Naturalization Act basically deemed all immigrants from East Asia to be unwelcome. And so in the quota system generally was zero for people from Korea. As family lore goes, the day I was born, my parents received the deportation papers. And so my parents didn't know what to do. They immediately got scammed by an immigration lawyer to whom they gave a ton of money. And it wasn't until the hospital was also realizing, because where we lived was so remote and so difficult to attract doctors, that they really were going to have to do something.
Yeah, so what'd they do?
They brought out a petition to the town, and since my father was an anesthesiologist, pretty much every family had been treated by him, whether for birth, an accident, any kind of operation. And people came and actually, they literally signed this petition. A lot of people wrote extra letters talking about how he would spend every night, you know, at people's bedsides, you know, talking to them about the operation. Sometimes people would be scared. They'd want to talk for an hour. And so our congressional representative took it to Congress. It was rejected by the State Department because they felt that someone like my father, should he get what would be the equivalent of a green card, the first thing he's going to do is leave Hibbing and, you know, strike out somewhere where he doesn't have to be the only doctor and he's not underpaid. And
of course, that wasn't your father's intent, I suppose.
Correct. But that's pretty much what they felt any rational person probably would do in that situation. So the petition was rejected, but our representative, James Oberstar, actually told the State Department that he knew my father and knew he was a really honorable person, that he would not do that. And he gave his word that my father wouldn't do something like that. And so there's a House resolution that was passed, an actual law passed, keeping my parents in the U.S. because my father was somehow essential to civil defense. Mm. And that's why I'm here talking to you right now.
That is wild. I mean, it's like the town banded together just like in It's a Wonderful Life or something.
Exactly. I always wondered why my father used to make us watch this movie that was so sappy.
So your parents were able to stay in Hibbing. Your father worked there at the hospital for 40 years, and they celebrated the holidays like Thanksgiving in very American fashion. You've called it a sort of recommitment ceremony to America. Can you just explain that?
I will say when I was in elementary school, I actually would get physically beat up a lot. And one day I remember coming home and going, you know, these kids beat me up. They're calling me a chink, you know, and crying. And my father saying very solemnly to me, "You tell those kids you're an American."
So fast forward to the present. What do you make of that Thanksgiving gift your parents gave you, the optimism, the feeling of safety, the feeling that next Thanksgiving would be just like the last one? Is Thanksgiving this year going to be the same as last year?
Since November 8th, I'm feeling like it's going to be very different. I feel as an adult that I'm very grateful that my parents have given us that kind of stability, that we could be bored with Thanksgiving, given sort of the precariousness with which we grew up, but that we did not realize at the time. Every so often, I think, wow, I could be growing up in North Korea if not for my parents. But now I just feel this Thanksgiving could be very much like how the day I was born was a happy day for my parents, and it just was a pretty terrible day as well. I feel very keenly that this kind of uncertainty that's hanging over people, particularly people who are undocumented immigrants, I feel very much a kinship because there is this disconnect where sometimes people will even say, "It's so sad just because of a technicality that you were almost deported." But then I have to explain, no, that is how people become undocumented. In fact, the other day I had to explain to someone that I was referring to my parents as undocumented immigrants, and they said, "Oh, yeah, that's different than the illegals." And I said, no, that's just a different way that I am describing them.
Right. Don't push those concerns aside, but what are you going to tell yourself this year to keep things positive?
I'm going to tell myself that we always find a way, because often when I think of the idea that my parents both escaped from North Korea – and they both managed to immigrate at a time when there was no immigration from Korea. And against all odds, they managed to stay here. Problems that I have should be something that I can power through thanks to the generation that's come before me.
Marie Myung-ok Lee teaches writing at Columbia University. I hope you have a Thanksgiving this year just like the other ones. Thank you.
Thank you so much.